This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ready and raring to go. Another little hour or a big hour, you decide. We think all the hours are important because thoughts are important. Words are important. We choose them well here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here to choose her words carefully, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We have a question. Here's the question of the moment, Jennifer. How do you spell Lewandowski?
How do you spell Lewandowski? That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I think it's Lewandowski.
Yay!
Oh, that's not about right?
Yeah, that's
good. And I didn't even cheat. I just want you to know.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Don't like to have cheaters. So yeah. He used to work for, Corey Lewandowski used to work for Mr. Trump, and I thought he was off into Never Never Land, but apparently that's
no,
not
he
the
wants
case.
To run for Senate. In fact,
yay,
yesterday, he,
that's good. Yeah, right.
In fact, yesterday during his hearing, he released a website, Lewandowski for Senate. So he wants to run in New Hampshire against Gene Shaheen. But here's the thing. This day yesterday was such a crazy, crazy day. If you didn't get a chance to see it, Corey Lewandowski sat and testified again before House Democrats on the Judiciary Committee. And this was supposed to be the first hearing in an effort to try to set the stage for an impeachment by Democrats. And what it turned into was just, oh my God, if you didn't get a chance to see it. Woo! All right, so the House Democrats, instead of really asking any questions to Lewandowski, basically just made statements about what they think the president did wrong. Republicans reprimanded those Democrats during their time to speak. And whenever anybody who was, like, let's say a Democrat was speaking, the Republicans were yelling about the parliamentary violations that the Democrats were doing, and then the Democrats would do it right back to the Republicans when it was their turn to speak. Corey Lewandowski was prepared not to say anything. He had in front of him a statement that said, everything I've commented on is in the Mueller report. So basically anything that they actually managed to ask him, he would look through the report and just give whatever testimony was assigned to him during the report. It was a 7-hour plus mockery and a waste of time on just so many levels. It was
crazy.
When
are we going to grow up? When is this country going to realize? Do we have a future? Or is this it?
I don't know. It looked like, you know how Victoria said she liked to watch the Brexit proceedings.
The British Parliament.
The Parliament, yeah. I was
except that's
this.
So civilized and intelligent. Ours is just not that
this
at all.
Not, this no. is not that.
Even their, like, slams on each other are just, it's like, incredible writing. It's just really a lot smarter than whatever we've got going on.
So, the Mueller Report is a book. I'm looking at a copy. I didn't realize it was published by the Washington Post. The whole thing looks like something you'd read if you were on a long plane flight or something, or you wanted to go to sleep fast, one or the other. The hearing, according to Representative Doug Collins of Georgia, was, quote, let's read the Mueller report for audiobook. And the impeachment charade was a phrase that was bantered about back and forth. What a complete waste of time.
Especially
if you don't like Trump. I mean, okay, so you don't like Trump.
The one thing that's uniting people in the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, is this nonsense that's going on in the House. There are Democrats in the Senate, there are Republicans in the Senate who are actually agreeing in a bipartisan way to say, this is ridiculous. The fact that we're continuing down this path is just, it's too much.
See, this is what Marianne Williamson is sort of talking about, like her or not. Love is not present here. Hope is not near here. No matter what goes on, it's the same. And you're right, the Senate doesn't have, well, the Senate always has been much more refined, much more organized.
More decorum. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and now one wonders, we look askance to see if we can learn something from other people running other countries in the United Kingdom. Just made reference to what's going on there. Prime Minister Boring Boris broke the law, apparently. Well, that's what some are saying, and so it's going to the top court over there. The Supreme Court in England is going to hear the legal challenges to the suspension of Parliament. I thought that was something that happened every year anyway. Was it too early? What was the... And is this just another play? Is this becoming like America? Is this one side versus another side?
Well, I think from everything that I've watched on my favorite soap opera, I think the evil Boris...
evil Boris! Boring yeah, Boris, yes.
Yeah, the villain Boris Johnson. I guess that he was accused a few weeks ago of, you know, he had to go to the Queen, and because it's one of the very rare things that she can actually do as a figurehead. So it's her job. If the Prime Minister goes to him and says, let's put Parliament in recess, which is essentially what the prorogation or whatever they call it. It was a stupid word. It's essentially just like our congressional recess. And so he went to her and asked for it to happen at this time. I think it can change the dates. And I think that's – but it's only – when they come back, they're only going to have less than 2 weeks before Brexit. And that's where they're saying that the other people who are opposing it are saying this is a national crisis. This is not a time that we should have had this recess. And so I think that's what they're going to try to – they're going to try to point out that he – well, they're going to try to make the case that he lied to the Queen with false evidence as to why it would be okay to take a recess at this point. So the drama continues.
Drama, drama, drama.
It's the best soap opera ever, I'm telling you. If you can ever find a live feed of this, it's just riveting.
Yeah. All right, let's see. We go from Lewandowski to Johnson. Another name in the news today is somebody who was in the news, Cokie Roberts from ABC. She started out on PBS. At least that's where she became well-known, passing away at the age of 75. Apparently, I remember reading something last month or so about how horribly she looked. Somebody saw her.
We talked about that, yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Bad breast cancer, yeah.
Yeah, and people, I guess she had done an interview or an appearance or something on, I don't know, CBS This Morning, one of those morning shows over the weekend, and people commented that she didn't look well, and she issued a statement saying that she was fine and whatever. Yeah. I don't know that it was widely known that she had breast cancer. I didn't know that. So
no, I didn't know
I guess, yeah, I guess that maybe she just wanted privacy.
Yeah, well... she's entitled to it, as are we all.
Of course, yeah.
But it's one of our trending stories. The name anywhere around the country was well known. But you knew who she was, Kara, right? Did you? She's not been on the air for about 10 years, not with regularity anyway.
Yeah, but I took quite a few journalism and women in journalism and media classes in college, and she was definitely a big part of all of those classes, especially around the D.C. area. Yeah.
Did you? And what other, just out of curiosity, what other women in broadcasting did you study?
This
is not a quiz or a test.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
just
but
wondering
I mean, especially,
what
I think a
prominent.
Lot of, I mean, kind of the founders of NPR, a lot of the, I mean, Nina Totenberg, like, a lot of the people at NPR when it started were women, and they were pretty influential there. So those were the two of the biggest names. I mean, I can't pull any other names out of my hat right now. But, yeah, I mean, it was interesting. It was kind of just also generally talking about their contributions. And then also, I don't know, part of the thing that was specifically interesting to me is when you watch a lot of news stations now, seeing, like, who's covering what and men versus women in terms of, like, sports and news and other things. And kind of a, you know, you still see a lot of men covering sports versus women. So it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was an interesting class that I took.
Yeah, good. Learn from it. The news yesterday included the story of three youngsters, I think, being killed. And I decided I didn't want to talk about it and let it go by the wayside. Maybe some of you saw it, some of you didn't. I'm feeling that I don't want to talk about that stuff because it doesn't get us anywhere. I'm not sure that in terms of that, rolling back and having a conversation about it isn't worth much, because it doesn't change anything. And as I looked at the story of Alexis Wilson, who's in jail this morning, 18 years old, arrested after she told coworkers that she was planning to shoot 400 people just for fun at her old high school. She just bought an AK-47, and she said she wanted to gun down a lot of people because there were so many people at her old high school that weren't nice to her. She tried to convince her coworkers that not all gun owners were bad people. She was expelled from high school.
Except the ones who want to shoot up a school.
Well, she had a knife and a swastika, and she was that was one time she was thrown out of school, and then another time she did other. She was thrown out a number of times. She said, or apparently her mother said, she experienced bullying when she was at the school. And so now this is her way. And back to the mental health issue, frankly, much as anything else, it's all, this certainly is about mental health. But then you get into some of the deeper cracks and crevices here. Bullying, something I think we've talked a lot about it here, because there isn't sufficient coverage, sufficient focus on it, in my estimation. And so it needs a lot more attention. A lot of it has to do with something that we're not going to change, apparently. That is the dependence that younger people seem to have now these days. You got to have a device. You got to be able to be on Twitter. You have to be able to express yourself. You've got to whatever. And what is there about the human condition that makes people mean like this? To start with, where does that start? Where does that come from? It's got to come from home. If your parents are mean and nasty, or people you're close to, and then whatever boils up underneath that, whether the mental health issues, is there an epidemic of mental health issues, or is it just it's been there and nobody's paid much attention to it?
That's another way worse
question.
Now
worse than it was when you were younger. Are you saying, Victoria?
Yeah, I definitely think so. It's way worse now.
So what brings it about? Why? Why is it worse?
I think if we knew that answer, if it was a simple answer, it would be resolved. But I think it's so many different things.
So is it resolvable, fixable, doable?
I think social media plays a huge part in it.
It does.
Yeah, yep. I really think so. And this, like, FOMO culture that we have, the fear of
FOMO.
Missing out.
What
does
that mean?
Fear of missing out.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and,
right.
And
missing
everything
what?
Everything on Instagram. Yeah. Yeah, like, your body doesn't look as good as everyone else does. Like, your vacation isn't as high-end as someone else's is. Everything on Instagram is just so fake. And yet, and Facebook too, that's kind of where it started with Facebook. So Twitter is different because Twitter's burn rate is so fast that things are gone in 30 seconds. So, but I think especially with Instagram, it really just makes people believe that they're not living the life that they should be living. So instead of actually going outside and living a life, they sit at home and they get fixated for hours and hours scrolling through pictures. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, mentally, there are a lot of studies, at least, that show mentally that just it rots your brain, for lack of a scientific term.
Yeah, sure it does. Here's something that will make your life better. As a matter of fact, I think I, with open arms, should welcome you to the new you. There's a product called Curalin that's now on the market. And as soon as you can possibly understand what's going on in terms of people who have problems with diabetes. Did you know that one of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic? One out of three. So if you're somebody who knows you need a way to support your glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue with no negative effects at all, because it's all natural, works fast. Every single ingredient's been tested for its specific effect. That's the best word that I can come up with. It has an effect on your glycemic problems, your response. Sugar. Curalin is simply marvelous. If you're not, think about it. I suppose it's not really your fault if you all have a problem with healthy blood sugar levels, but this is a way to fix it. Go to Curalin.net. I've arranged $20 off your first bottle. Curalin. Visit Curalin.net. Use the code DJV. $20 off the first bottle. Curalin.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time for us to check in on the music news here, 24 after the hour. So the first focus for Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and me and you is the 10th annual CMT Artists of the Year program fast approaching. Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, and Thomas Rhett are going to be honored at this ceremony. Television special aiming to celebrate artists with the country genre who saw success at radio and on the road will air live from Nashville on the 16th of next month. Underwood has been selected as one of CMT Artists of the Year for the fifth time. Thomas Rhett also has been previously recognized in that honor. Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay will be receiving the honor for the first time. It's a 90-minute event. Special performances that honor each of these acts. Performers are expected to be announced in the coming weeks. 10th annual event in Nashville. The event last year, in addition, last year's ceremony featured an all-female slate of honorees. Remember? Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Lady Andy Bellums, Hillary Scott, Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild, and Kimberly Schlappman are all recognized. I don't know who Kimberly Schlappman is. Who's, can you tell us?
They're both in Little Big Town.
Little Big Town.
Okay. All right. Got it. Yeah. By the way, speaking of country, have you been watching, any of you seen the Ken Burns thing on PBS about country music?
I don't have PBS, but my parents and my brother are obsessed with it.
It's amazing.
It's very good. Yeah, it's very good. Well, the Burns stuff is usually quite good anyway, but there's really some great stories about the early years, and Peter Coyote is the voice. They're doing an excellent job. It just is it tells a lot about America, Frank. It's a great American. It's not really just about country music, and I think that's the genius
country
of Burns.
Country is America.
Yeah, it is.
It's all Irish and Scottish and English immigrants that brought that and mixed it with, you know, with essential, like, slave music, and that's country music, and it's the
most
foundation
people,
of everything that we have today.
It's interesting, the black, the way the black performers were introduced into country music, that's one thing. This week's, the early part, it's being repeated a lot, but this is the early time in country music. So a lot of the early...
How many episodes is it? Do you know?
You know, I don't remember.
It's a series, right?
Yeah, it's like a whole series. Yeah.
I hope it comes to Amazon or Netflix, because people who don't have PBS like me, I'm really waiting to see it.
Yeah.
And a family friend of ours is in it, and so Ketch
Seymour
from Old Crow Medicine Show is in it, too.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know that he's been on it yet. He's probably part of the later... the later part, yeah.
Yeah. Miranda Lambert next up in our focus. Her Roadside Bars and Pink Guitars tour launching this week with back-to-back shows at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Rotating cast of artists like Maren Morris, Elle King, Ashley McBride, Tennille Towns, Kaylee Hammock are playing select dates with her through November. And in anticipation of this tour, Miranda and her tourmates released a rendition of the 70s radio hit Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Will you crack this up, please? It's on my... Fella. The Elvin Bishop Group did this first time around. And this is good.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I would also encourage everyone to watch the video, because it's just all the girls in the studio together. It's a really great video, but then you also get to see who's singing each specific part, and Elle King kills it in this song.
I really love her.
Yeah.
I've always liked her, but I never thought of her as country, and country is really a good fit for her.
Yeah, well, Miranda Lambert seems to like her, too. She says she always tries to bring young female singers and songwriters together, and apparently this lady meets the bill. Lambert's seventh studio album, Wild Card, released in November as well. So the tour featuring Miranda's supergroup Pistol Annies scheduled through late November. So something to look for if it's coming to your area, 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is reportedly hoping to help end the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, which is entering its third day. The Trump administration is reportedly trying to get GM to reopen a plant in Ohio that the company closed in March. That could help the president's 2020 reelection bid in Michigan and Ohio, two states critical to his 2016 victory. The U.S. Senate's top Republican says he is still awaiting guidance from President Trump about gun safety legislation. Senator Mitch McConnell saying Trump has indicated he will not sign the House-passed bill on universal background checks.
What I would like to know is what he thinks would make some progress, and he would sign.
For now, McConnell says the Senate's in a holding pattern when it comes to gun legislation. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fooling Around and Falling in Love, part two of this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and you can follow us, like us, in fact, on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show for all of the things that are happening now and have happened here. Victoria is going to answer the question, what's up with Alex Trebek, who is now 79. I've been on.
Is he 79?
Jeopardy. Yep. He was born July 22nd, 1940.
Wow.
Canadian. Real name George Alexander Trebek. And he's been. There's nothing about his life that. My daughter had both of his children in high school, Matthew and Emily. And they were nice, and she couldn't say anything nicer about Trebek, how much of a gentleman he was, how pleasant he was.
He does seem that way.
The reason that she said that is because in teaching in Hollywood where she was, she said, I wish a lot of celebrities were as Alex Trebek, because many of them, she said, were A-H's. So, all right. Anyway, Trebek is in not in such great shape again.
No, Alex Trebek is trending today. It's a health update that he issued yesterday to his fans and followers. And he said, quote, "This summer, because I was making such good progress, we thought I was finished with chemo. That was a bit premature and certainly over optimistic. I began immunotherapy, but that didn't go well. My numbers went south dramatically and quickly. The doctors are now reexamining my situation, and it appears I will be having more chemo treatments ahead of me. They worked well the first time, so we're expecting good results again." And he said that one of the things I've learned in the past 6 months is that the course of pancreatic cancer treatment is not a straightforward affair. There are always curves and unexpected events. He said, "Please keep me in your good thoughts and prayers. It really means a lot." And he also added that as soon as he stopped the chemo, he dropped 12 pounds in 1 week. And that's what led him to go back to his doctors. They did another blood test, and that's when he mentioned that his numbers, meaning his, you know, his cancer, his cell count and everything, had gone south dramatically and had kind of plummeted. So that's the reason that he's going back in. It's very tough. Sad.
Pancreatic cancer is usually the quickest way out in terms of cancers. The hope now is, though, and I think we mentioned this a couple of times, as the research continues here in Boston at Beth Israel Dana-Farber Cancer Institute into one of the main ingredients that come out of growing cannabis, think about this for a second, how things are discovered. Think about how discovery, no matter what the level, many things that are discovered, whether it's medicine, science, achievements, are discovered by accident, if you believe in that. I believe that some of these things are supposed to be, most of the things that we say are discovered by accident are supposed to be found. It just happens that it's not what they're looking for when the discovery is made. And that's the case with this cell of cannabis. There have been lots of people who have been doing a lot of dissecting of what cannabis is all about. Whether it's going to have the same impact on folks as it does on Willie Nelson, there's another one, a name. If you want to see a fabulous interview, Dan Rather on Access TV has a new interview with Willie Nelson. Man, this guy, you talk about a counter-terrorist. He's really a counter-culturalist. Very interesting story. But one of the things he claims is that at 82 or 83, his body is healthy because of all the pot he smoked over his life. And, you know,
he had cancer twice, didn't he?
Yeah, he's had cancer.
I don't know what kind, but heard him say that he's quote, beat cancer twice.
Yeah, well, what did he tell you? He beat it because he smoked pot. At any rate,
maybe he's not wrong.
Maybe he's not, because of all of this research that's being done that takes a molecule out of cannabis, and when it's used to treat pancreatic cancer especially, it's very successful. So who knows whether it's far enough along to be used. Guys like Trebek do get the best treatment because just their high visibility one way or the other. You hold the thought and wish him well. By the way, just perspective here, how many of you realize or know how much money was spent by the federal government last year on marijuana law enforcement? Want to take a guess? How much of your tax money?
Far too much, probably.
Well,
I don't know any numbers, but I'm just guessing way too much based on how many people are in jail because of minor marijuana crimes or whatever you want to call it.
$10 billion.
It's ridiculous.
It's not even as much as I thought.
You thought it was more. Yeah.
Yeah.
$10 billion.
That's just the federal government. I think is so laughable is in California, where it's legal, they're still enforcing, because the governor's ticked that the amount of people who are still growing weed illegally and aren't following the rules are still doing it. So he actually took National Guard members from the border, where they were supposed to be on patrol, and I'm sure this was a snub for Trump, too, took him to the middle of California to start walking through some of the forest areas of California looking for people with illegal weed grows.
24% in the states that have legalized cultivation and sale of pot, 24% fewer opioid overdose deaths, according to the stats from last year. So say what you will about it. I don't even know why people have. I don't like the stuff, even though I'm going to grow it on my farm. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like that sort of. I don't like any smoke.
Someday, though, if you have surgery or something, you may find that you know you can take the pills. They have it in pill form.
Pills.
My uncle had cancer. His doctor, medical marijuana is legal in New Jersey, and they gave him medical marijuana pills. And that was, he had cancer that was in his back and his bones, and it was excruciating. And that was the only thing. And he had OxyContin. He had so much stuff. And when he went to a different doctor, and the doctor said, you know what? He said, I think you should really try the medical marijuana pills. And my uncle never smoked weed or anything. So he was like, well, I don't want to smoke anything, so I'll try a pill. And that was the only thing that gave him any comfort in the end. It really, more than the morphine, everything. I mean, it was really... It was a godsend for the rest of us. And my mom, Fancy Nancy, who is, you know, so anti anything. She's so straight edge. She couldn't even believe her brother was taking medical marijuana pills, but she saw the difference. And I think it turned her perspective around. Someday, God forbid, if she's ever in a lot of pain, I think she would absolutely turn to that as a source of a non-addictive pain relief.
Yeah. Big changes. Because I'm getting closer to it, one of the things that the industry is saying is that over the next couple of years, it'll create 250,000 jobs because of cultivation, because it's going to get nationalized. It won't get legalized nationally, but it'll be nationalized so that states can make up their own minds as to what to do, and the feds will be out of it. Plus, by the end of the year, banking laws will change so that all the money that is now hidden in the mattress of the people that grow the stuff is going to be.
Think of all the people who have been robbed. Like in Colorado, you hear those stories all the time. The dispensaries get robbed because they just have cash and safes and stuff.
All right. I've got some. This story's galore, but what brought me around to think about it was what could happen to Trebek if he was exposed to that. We hope that something will happen that'll be good for him. Jennifer, the new stadium in Los Angeles has a name. I'm trying to figure out what the significance of is it SoFi?
SoFi. That's that financial company.
That's what
SoFi. Yeah, SoFi is they're really big in podcasts. You hear the readings, the live reads of in all the podcasts for SoFi.
Really?
It's a financial planning like online company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Have you been by? I haven't been over there. Over in Inglewood. Have you been by it to see?
The last time I saw a show at the Forum, I saw that they had a bunch of cranes out there, but I haven't seen the progress. I know it's relatively, it's getting close to being built because they're going to go into it in 2020, and they're already taking people on tours to try to convince them to become season seat holders or for corporate sponsors to buy the boxes, you know, inside
the
stadium.
Is that for the
Rams? Rams, yeah, and the Chargers are also.
The Chargers, yeah.
Okay. Chargers
one will play one
playing.
Week, they'll do the schedule, so one plays one week and one...
Exactly. And that was really
Giants
why
have shared Giant Stadium forever, even though we all call it Giant Stadium. But
Stan Kroenke behind, who owns the Rams, said he put his money into the stadium, but he was really one who was pushing for L.A. to get a second team because he wanted someone basically to share the rent with them.
Yeah. So there's no state or federal money in this, right? No local money at all?
There might be some, but I think primarily this is a Kroenke project.
It is. Okay.
$4.9 billion.
A lot of money. For football. Imagine. For a football stadium.
Yeah, but you know, the one really good thing and the reason why I think there's some city money in, or some state money in the project, is that Inglewood was, I mean,
dumpy.
I hate to say it, but it was an armpit of, I mean, it was awful.
It was a black ghetto. But it was. It was a black ghetto.
It was a ghetto. Even with the Forum there, it didn't really help revitalize the neighborhood. With this stadium there, they're going to build a whole entertainment complex that was part of it, where there's going to be restaurants and it's going to become more of a destination. That's going to do huge things for that neighborhood and actually really help gentrify it, I think. So for people who are homeowners there.
I know some people
really,
who bought the real estate.
It's really good for them.
Yeah, it really is. Yep.
Man, when the Barclays Center is very similar in a really crappy part of Brooklyn. When the Barclays Center, when Jay-Z designed that and had that, and it was one of the, you know, the owners or builders or whatever, that completely transformed entire part of Brooklyn.
That part of Brooklyn where the Knicks play, the Ratner family they bought the team and they built the complex, and then they built all these apartments all around it. It changed the whole look of that part of the city. Whole look. Let me spend a minute on Eli Manning, if you know what's going on there. The Giants have removed him. He's no longer the face, it would seem. This guy, Daniel Jones, anybody watching those games? The Giants never do well.
Lewis is a huge Giants fan. So
what does he say about this move from Manning to
Jones?
Well,
they got
to
do something because
the Giants
were terrible last year.
Yeah. What happened to Lewis doing a sports report?
Believe me, he would love to do that.
So, let's get him.
He's in the shower right now. but yeah, the Giants last year were terrible, and they got a really good, very high
pick. How is he related
to
Peyton?
They're brothers. Brothers, okay. The younger brother.
Yeah.
And he's not as good. So I don't know. I guess they're trying everything they can because the Giants are already off to a really bad start.
Yeah, looks like it. Yeah. It's National HIV/AIDS and Aging Awareness Day today, every year on September 18th. Kind of a strange combination for observances, don't you think? But when you think it through, it makes a lot of sense. Thanks to some startling advances in treatment, people with HIV are living longer than ever before. In fact, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 45% of Americans who have HIV are now over the age of 50. 25% are over 55. 6% are over 65. So today's observance highlights issues related to HIV prevention and care and treatment. For example, the AIDS Institute says there's an increased need for prevention research and data targeting for the older folks who have this. The data has been for younger. Now, as they get older,
no one did ever live that long.
Right.
So it's completely uncharted territory, and no one really knows how all those medicines, you know, the cocktail, as they call it, for all those years, how does that affect your organs, and how what's end of life going to be for people who've been on that medicine since the 90s?
Yeah, well, obviously it's worked. So there's the proof. Television. Jennifer, what did I see that was new last night? A lot of promotions for new. Oh, I know what it was. It was the last episode I saw. I just came into the house and started to cook some dinner, and it was the end of NCIS. I haven't watched it lately because I don't like a couple of the people that are in it. I don't find them intriguing anymore. But there are some really good characters. And Ziva came back the last frame of the last episode of last year. Ziva shows up again when everybody thought she was dead or something. I don't know. But now then there was a preview of the new season, and next week is the beginning of it, and Ziva's all over the place. So I thought that was kind of interesting. What else have we got that is from episodic TV? Anything new?
A lot of new shows are going to be rebooted. Saved by the Bell is going to be part of a new NBC Peacock network, which is going to be streaming. This is where every network is going to now start offering their own stuff. So I don't know if people have the appetite to pay for multiple streams. I think this could be a resurgence for cable, where you become more of an aggregator instead of just a... a la carte, even though a la carte is what people screamed for a really long time. Tonight premieres of American Horror Story 1984. That's on FX tonight, brand new. And WWE premieres next on USA, both new series. Big Brother, new tonight on CBS. That's at 8 o'clock. Hypnotize Me is new on the CW at 9. MasterChef, the season 10 finale. The top three will compete on Fox starting at 8. And America's Got Talent, the live results for the finale at 8 o'clock on NBC.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts Yard.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Wednesday is upon us, and we have Victoria Keelan upon us, and so here we go with Uber in the forecast. I love that name. There's something about Uber, the name Uber, that I think maybe attracted people at the beginning. They don't run a great company, but it's an interesting
name.
They've
had a lot of problems. Anyway,
so what's the latest there?
Yeah. Well, last year, Uber announced a new feature called Ride Check, and that utilizes GPS and other sensors inside smartphones to detect trip irregularities, like a vehicle crash or an unexpected long stop. So now, after a year of testing, RideCheck is now live in the U.S. So if you are using Uber, this is now built into the Uber app. The system alerts both the riders and drivers when something out of the ordinary is detected. A notification pops up asking if everything is okay, which leads to a list of possible answers, including the option to call 911 or Uber Safety Hotline right through the Uber app, which is great. Now, if Uber verifies that there has been an accident, the rider will be then prompted to call 911 through the app as well. And it's a notification that pops up. So most riders don't have the Uber app on their screen while they're riding. Drivers usually do. So the feature doesn't require any new permissions because it is linked to the driver's smartphone as well. And so drivers have the Uber app on more frequently than riders do. And so a lot of times once you open the app and you have your car arrive, then most riders are texting or they're doing something else. So the Uber app ends up in the background.
background. And so all of these permissions and everything, this now gets transferred to the driver. So to avoid any of the false positives, like if you drop your phone, Uber uses machine learning to account for multiple factors in addition to the input from the phone sensors. And so it's kind of a comprehensive thing. Riders and drivers can also say that they're okay in response to the initial notification. That leads RideCheck, the system, to get better over time. So it uses machine learning to essentially to just correct itself, and
sounds
it changes the algorithm.
Sounds very complicated.
Well, it's really not. If you think about it, there are a lot of things. You know, if you use Waze, the app that we all love, that's essentially the same thing. It uses machine learning, the same thing. It's just, it's all algorithms and how it's written, and the more feedback that a person gives it, the better it actually gets and the smarter it gets. You know, if you've ever used, and this is a very basic comparison, but if you've ever used a Roomba, you know, the little robot vacuums, my brother gave one to my parents for Christmas last year, and it's like their entertainment source on a Saturday night. And so they watch Ronnie the Robot, they've named it. So they watch it, like, ride around the house, and that uses basic machine learning, so it learns the walls and the impediments in your house. And so it's the same idea with RideCheck. I think it's great to have this system in place. It's Uber's the first rideshare to actually implement this system, so I think it's going to make people a lot safer and feel better about it too.
All right, coming up, some news from Lyft after we find out more about the fifth generation Apple Watch.
The Geek Out.
Apple has revealed the new fifth-generation Apple Watch. Now, it's not a huge shift from the fourth generation, but with one exception. Apple stunned everybody by announcing the new watch will arrive with an always-on display, meaning no more having to raise or turn your wrist to wake the watch to see the time. Apple promises this feature will not impact battery life, but we'll see about that. The new series also sees the return of a ceramic option body and introduces titanium as a case material option. If the always-on screen isn't a big deal for you, finding a Series 4 on the cheap now might be a great buy. The Series 5 Apple Watch starts at $400 and arrives on September 20th.
As promised, an update on what's new. We went from Uber to Lyft for this story. What's the scoop?
Yeah, good news for Uber, bad news for Lyft. A woman who says that she was raped by her Lyft driver in 2017 is now suing the company in California for failure to keep its passengers safe. It's the latest case about safety we hear a lot about this with Uber and Lyft. Lyft has been sued now by 14 women who are alleging that their drivers raped them. And so this woman, Allison Turco, said in the fall of 2017 she hailed a Lyft after a night out with friends. She said what should have been a 15-minute drive turned into an 80-minute living nightmare. This guy kidnapped her at gunpoint, drove her across state lines, then raped her along with two other men that he was in cahoots with. And so now 103 Uber drivers and 18 Lyft drivers have been accused of sexual assault or abuse. And the guy was allowed to keep driving for Lyft, which is the worst part.
Great. 59 past the hour. You've got more information coming from the DJV.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.